Well, hey, look at that. It's about time to do a place-by-place fishing report featuring everyone's favorite, Mr. Robert Lukowitz. I'm Captain Josh Olive. I will be acting as court stenographer today, typing up the things that Robert says, the wisdom bombs that he's prepared to drop on y'all.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, some kind of bombs. We'll see what we get.
Mm-hmm. That guy seemed impressed out there, whatever that means.
Well, but a lot of people can be bamboozled by bullcrap, too.
Right.
So it's not that difficult to impress somebody.
This is true.
But, you know, coming up with good, useful, helpful information for them, that's a hard thing to do sometimes, especially when you've had difficult fishing conditions like we've had for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
So...
that's going to make this whole report tricky, too.
But you're going to do the best that you can.
Yeah.
This place-by-place fishing report, of course, is a combination of the things people have been telling Robert, Robert's own experiences, and the lens of time through which he views them, which also sometimes includes things that we think should be happening, might be happening, could be happening shortly, but haven't been necessarily hearing about. Am I boring you?
No.
Okay. It was a big yawn there, buddy.
Just normal.
Okay.
So. We're probably boring our listeners.
Well, we're going to start the report here in just a second. So if they could just hang with us
for
another few seconds, we're going to get going.
All right. Perfect.
We're going to start, as always, with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. What's been going on, Bob?
A lot of little snook. A few undersized redfish. A couple legal-sized redfish. A lot of juvenile tarpon rolling around teasing the anglers. Lots of newbies coming in wanting to know how to catch them. And just watching the expression on their face of sheer, really? When it's disgust of, really, I can't catch those? Not very easily. With these low tides, everyone's talking. A couple people have told me about all the wood, trees, all that good stuff that are along some of the shorelines and some of the little deeper holes. And we got, our lowest tides of the year this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So people are seeing some stuff that they didn't realize was there since the storm, which we've been talking about it for, since the storm, really. And this is the time of year to do Lewis and Clark anyway, especially if you're new to the area. But this year, everybody is new to the area.
Right. Lewis and Clark, of course, the famous explorers who went out and saw what they could see and then reported back.
Right.
So that's what you're doing. You're going out and seeing what you can see for your own edification and hopefully for the edification of your fellow anglers. You know, you see new stuff. Let's talk about it. Let's see what's going on out there.
There's going to be deeper holes. There's going to be shallower holes. There's going to be sandbars, all sorts of stuff since the storm. You know, never mind just the wind, but the actual flooding and the current and everything else that changed some of that stuff.
And this area is going to show that more than other places because we had unprecedented river flooding, and it lasted for quite some time.
Yeah.
So a lot of bottom contours got shifted around.
Yeah. So the main thing is just go up there, look around, be careful. That's about it for the Peace River.
Now, going back to those baby tarpon, we talked a little bit about baby tarpon at our Luigi's seminar this past week, mostly because the people who were there wanted to talk about baby tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a gentleman who was talking about catching them on a bomber long A,
mm-hmm.
and he said that works out pretty well for him. And
sure.
I don't discount his experience at all. I believe him. But do I believe that I can go in there and throw a bomber long A and guarantee to have the same experience that he had? I don't think that's true.
No.
Maybe.
Nah.
But maybe not. If you're fishing in a particular area, if you're fishing around a particular type of habitat that holds those type of baits, then sure, you might do really, really well with it.
Yeah.
But you also might just catch nothing but skunk.
Yeah, my biggest problem I have with that is if you're going to troll any type of lipped plug through there, you need to switch out the hooks to single hooks. You know, it's not... I used to catch tarpon all the time on stuff. Nice.
Minimum 12 inches.
Nice.
I got a bunch of specs yesterday.
So we're getting an
update. You do know we're in the middle of a fishing report, right?
We got an updated live action crappie report. That's what that is. It's constantly evolving. We already talked about it. That's awesome. That's really awesome. Yeah, I like it. So we'll have to get to that for the freshwater report. That's a good thing. But no, the thing is with lip plugs and treble hooks with tarpon, if they break you off, which is not that unusual for a tarpon to break you off, with a face full of treble hooks, chances are you could lock their jaw closed and they're going to die.
Right.
So,
and not just that, but we just talked about all the stuff that's out there on the bottom. So even if that doesn't happen, your chances of getting fouled on something out there, pretty good.
Yeah, and losing a $10 lure, $12 lure sucks.
So good reasons to switch out to single hooks, no matter what you're doing out there.
Plus, it's much easier to grab a hold of that fish's face without all those treble hooks in it.
Concur. Moving on, Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
I've got nothing up there. Had nothing, very, very little. A couple guys have actually fished it, but no reports on it.
Gotcha. The 41 Bridges Live Oak Park area.
Minimal reports on that. Some mangrove snapper, a few trout, a couple, only a couple sheep's head. And then at night, and then in the evening, they've been getting some snook fishing right there off the docks there, and a couple guys standing on the bridge throwing lures. But other than that, it's been fairly quiet.
Okay. And people aren't wanting to go fish that area? What's up with that?
They're fishing it pretty heavy. It's just that's all they're really getting right now. And I'm not sure if it's because of some of the changes with the river, you know, with all the flow that we had, what it is, but it's definitely off a bit up here on this end.
Okay. Well, if it's off there, then how's it doing at the Lashley Pier?
I've got nothing there. Nothing at all. And that's a couple weeks in a row.
Okay. The Bayshore Pier?
Zero.
Zero fish, zero reports?
Zero both. One guy gave me a report, and he caught one little tiny whiting and one little baby trout fishing for 4 hours out there.
Okay.
And he threw out a whole mullet just to see if he could get a cobia or a shark or something, so he knew what he was in for because he fishes it all the time, but he likes to go there because he doesn't get bothered as much.
Because there's no fish there? So.
No, he just likes it because it's quiet usually for him.
Gotcha. Okay, the Port Charlotte Canal, salty and brackish.
Oh, let's see. My canal system is terrible, at least right immediately behind my house. I can't even catch a catfish there, and I legitimately intentionally tried for about 3 hours total time over 2 days. Talking to some other customers, though, the Pelham Waterway, the Manchester, Ackerman Waterway, those areas, they've been getting some snook. What is that, Lewis Creek that goes into the Manchester Waterway?
Don't know.
I think that's what it is. That area has been getting a couple of trout, a couple of small redfish, jacks, and some snook, and then they've also been seeing juvenile tarpon. If you get further back in there, they are getting some sand bream still. You know, which is always neat when people are coming in not sure what they caught and are excited to know that they can go back and hopefully catch more of them for food fish.
Mm-hmm. Once they learn how to target them instead of catch them by accident.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the cool part is once they figure that out, then they start catching more Mayan cichlids too, so they get the best of both worlds.
Yep. Peeled shrimp, that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Peeled shrimp in little pieces.
The Elgebean Pier.
Let's see. There's been a few trout during the daytime, some mangrove snapper, and a few reports of sheep's head, but very minimal. And then at night, they've been catching mostly snook. A couple of juvenile tarpon have been hooked off there, but there's been a lot of snook there. And that's been pretty productive for the guys throwing that NLBNs. Yozuris, Rapalas, of course, and then a lot of guys just bouncing any other favorite soft plastic off the bottoms. But that NLBN has been really popular for guys this past couple weeks out there. the 5-inch and then that new 4-inch mullet or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Those have been two kind of exciting ones for people to try.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
The Myakka from the bridge down to marker 8.
Very quiet. Got nothing. And mostly because nobody's really fishing that.
Okay. How about the South Gulf Cove canals?
Mayan cichlids. A couple of snook have been caught back in there. And then they caught a few snook and a couple of redfish close to the locks. And the redfish were legal sized. One guy got one that was 24. Another person, she was telling me that her and her husband caught, I don't know, I think one was like right at 28 inches, which was oversized. The other one was questionable on the 27-inch range, so they let that one go, and then they got another one that was about 24 or 25.
How are they targeting these fish down there?
Throwing shrimp. Shrimp on a jig head is what they were using.
And there's lots of structure down there to fish around.
Yeah, absolutely.
The hard part is determining exactly what piece you want to fish, because there's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the West Wall?
West Wall is okay. Lots of little snook along it and quite a few little redfish. You're weeding through 15 to 20 inch redfish, 15 to 18 inch redfish, really, to find a legal one. And then on top of the bar and just on the outside of the bar, a couple guys have been getting some pompano and some trout with a few bonnet heads mixed in with it. And it seems like as you get closer, as usual, towards Cape Hayes, it gets a little bit better on the trout and the bonnet heads. And all those have been being caught on shrimp mostly or paddle tails. I know paddle tails are always really good this time of year, but it's amazing how paddle tails are almost outfishing the shrimp in a lot of areas, which is quite nice.
I can dig it. Now, of course, when you say paddle tails, you mean shad tails.
Shad tails, yep.
Everybody says paddle tails.
I know.
Except the package.
That's why they recognize it, so that's why I say it.
Yeah, except the package says shad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just clarifying.
I know.
For certain people.
That's what you do.
Settle down.
I know. I'm so excited.
Actually, yeah, you don't need to settle down anymore. Perk up. That's what you need to do.
Uh-huh. Give me an hour when I get upset with somebody out there not doing something.
Yeah. Okay. How about Cape Hayes?
Cape Hayes has had trout, a couple of pompano, the bonnethead sharks, a couple of very short flounder. And that's about it on Cape Hayes. I haven't even heard of any ladyfish there. Flipper is still there. He's consistent.
Yeah.
Makes everybody crazier.
Yeah.
That's what it does. That's what Flipper does.
Maybe if I add this word to the dictionary, it won't keep telling me that it's misspelled.
What is it?
Bonnet head.
Yeah.
It keeps distracting me because it's always underlined with red.
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. The Turtle Bay, Bull Bay complex area.
That's actually probably been the most consistent area to fish. Snook, redfish, trout. Sheep's head have been up underneath the bushes and in some of those deeper little troughs under the bushes and underneath the shacks there. It's really the main species everybody's been catching in there and targeting. A couple of bonnet heads have been caught up inside there. I just want to see it underline it so it annoys you.
Well, I think I fixed it so it won't do that anymore.
Theoretically. So,
theoretically. Of course, now I got to do that with sheep's head also.
Because it won't recognize that either?
No.
That's funny. No, they've been doing fair in there. And once again, shrimp and soft plastics are working the best for a good variety of stuff. And it has been more of a late day, middle of the day, or afternoon bite. The early mornings have still been pretty rough.
But that's probably going to be changing around a little bit now that we're seeing warmer temperatures in the morning. You think?
Maybe. It should, but it wouldn't surprise me if that didn't last until March. It's that time of year.
I get it. Okay. Cape Hayes and Danger Reef. Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef. Sorry.
It's okay.
I have to be very clear about that because Cape Hayes and the Cape Hayes Reef are not the same thing.
Correct.
The Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
Got nothing.
How did I know it was building to that?
Well, there hasn't been anything there. A couple of people have stopped, but I'm getting no reports at all off of them. I know that Danger Reef, the sign is gone. Or the post, everything is gone. There's no marker at all there, from what I've had several customers tell me.
Okay. How about Gasparilla Sound?
That's doing pretty good. Over on the backside of Boca Grande, around the Three Sisters, lots and lots of trout and sheep's head. And then going over into Whidden Bay and fishing all of those flats throughout there. They're getting the trout, a few ladyfish. One guy did get a black tip in there the other day that hit his shad tail.
That's fun.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting it. He got it up next to the boat before it broke him off, but he at least got to see it. And he was pretty positive it was a black tip, only because it did one little jump for him. Because I was going to say baby bull, but he said when he hooked it, it actually jumped about 3.5 feet out of the water. The snook and redfish have been up along the shorelines and up inside, like Catfish Creek, Whidden Creek. You're weeding through a lot of smaller redfish to find a few legal-sized ones, but they are definitely catching enough in that area to make it worthwhile.
So lots of them are small, but not all of them are?
Correct. And usually we're used to the rat reds being that 10 to 14-inch range. It seems like there's a lot more in that 13 to 17-inch range this year, which is kind of a nice thing to see.
Yeah. Well, and those are fun size.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trout fishing, those will pull drag on you.
Absolutely. If you're using the right light tackle. Mm-hmm. Most guys bring a bazooka to a knife fight.
All right, Placida. The pier, the trestle, the pass.
Well, let's see. All the trestle is holding some sheep's head, mangrove snapper, a couple of oddball pompano. That's been really the main things I've been hearing about. I haven't heard around the proper little Gasparilla Pass or the docks surrounding the backside there of the island. It's all been everyone fishing that trestle. Because that's the only place that holds fish.
Yeah. Is it, though?
No.
Is it, though?
That's at least what they think.
Well, people get hung up on that kind of thing.
I know.
You know, and it's kind of self-fulfilling, because if it's the only place you fish, it's the only place you'll catch anything.
Yeah. Well, and look at how many people run past fish to go look for fish.
Only all day, every day, buddy.
I mean, there's so many lakes and reservoirs throughout the United States where some of the best fishing is within the first 200 yards of the boat ramp, because everyone leaves there to go fish somewhere else.
Right. Well, and also because a lot of people release their fish back there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have some fantastic fishing in Okeechobee, right around the boat ramp. I mean, literally, while I was waiting for Mike to go back and get the truck so he could pull the boat out of the water, in the 8 minutes or so that it took to do that, I caught 4 bass.
Yeah.
Right there at the ramp.
Yeah.
And people are looking at me like, what? There's bass at the ramp? Why do we even go
lake
out? I didn't catch, I went all over the lake all day and didn't catch 4. And now, here you are, people.
No. That's how it works.
But we also saw, as we were pulling up, there were guys who were unloading their live well.
Mm-hmm.
They were pulling fish out of the well, taking pictures of the fish, and letting them go right there.
Right.
So, you know, and of course, all the little tournaments that happen out there.
Yeah.
You know? Not just the official ones, but the unofficial ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
People bring them in, weigh them right there, release them right there.
Yeah, why not?
Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay. Trout. Trout and trout. That's all I've got for up in there.
Okay, but when you say it 3 times, it makes it sound like it's good.
I would say it's decent. I mean, 3 different people tell me about it up in there that they've been getting trout.
Okay.
One guy got one that was 24 and a half inches. He was pretty happy with that.
What area are we going to?
They were fishing all over the place, literally from, what's that, Cape Hayes Marina area up there, all the way up to above the Tom Adams Bridge. I mean, they're just kind of jumping all over the map. My one kayak guy who puts in out there, what is that, that Lemon Bay Conservancy or whatever? Mm-hmm. He got some trout there paddling around. He didn't catch any real big ones, but he caught a few fish and still had a good time. And it was nice to see him because I haven't seen him in like 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Well, so 2.5 years because it was right before the fire because he always used to give me some good reports for in that area.
Are we fishing grass? Are we fishing artificials? What are we doing?
He was throwing nothing but artificials and around grass. The other guys are throwing shrimp and they're doing the flats, grass, sand holes, drop-offs. They're just kind of fishing everywhere. They were even fishing along the bushes, but they didn't get anything. Wait a minute. I take that back. They did show me a picture of an Atlantic croaker, which was kind of a neat thing to see because it's been a while since I've seen one of those. Last time I saw a picture of one of those was probably about 2 years ago when Christina and I took a ride out there to fish at Stump Pass. And we both caught one. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I dig it. All right, the Anger Pier.
Anger Pier. Sheep's Head. Little mangrove snapper. A couple of small trout. And then they've also been getting a few snook in the evening out there. And pretty much all on shrimp or swim baits of some kind. So, is it great? No. But is it good? Yes.
Better than a kick in the eye.
I guess.
How about the Venice jetties?
I don't want to ever get kicked in the eye.
I kicked my dad in the eye once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
We were at Inglewood Beach, and I was out there paddling around and trying to see what I could see, and I was kind of looking through some seaweed out there to see if I could find a sargassum fish, which I always wanted to find and never did. And he snuck up behind me underneath the water and grabbed at my feet and just
scared you.
Knee-jerk reaction. I just kind of kicked at him and kicked him in the eye.
Nice.
Yeah, he had a black eye. Gave my dad a shiner.
Nice.
He never did that again.
Probably didn't scare you ever again.
He was
not that way anyway.
He was not happy.
I can imagine.
But, you know, at least he had the sense to realize that, you know, it was kind of his fault. So.
Hey, how about that?
How about the jetties? What's happening there?
Sheep's Head. Sheep's Head is the only report I've gotten there. And is it great? No. But is it okay? Yes. But no other species. Nobody told me about any mangrove snapper, no snook, no nothing. Just a couple guys talking about the sheep's head that they're either catching or seeing.
Okay. And what's the bite on here?
Oh, they're catching them on fish bites, shrimp, crabs, kind of all the above. Nobody ever said like it was outstanding or phenomenal or anything like that. They just said they caught a few sheep's head and saw sheep's head.
Okay. Let's move it on out. The Gulf of Mexico bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Yeah, not much trolling going on. Just all bottom fishing. 3 to 15 miles out, grunts, porgies, and a few mangrove snapper. But at 15 to 20 miles out, bigger mangs, lanes, and yellowtail snapper, and another guy caught a couple of vermilion snapper in 60 feet of water. He didn't catch very many, but he caught a couple, he said. And then basically that 75 to 120 feet of water, so what is that? That's 20 miles to 30 miles, roughly, 35 miles. That's where your red grouper definitely being caught at. Couple of cobia were hooked up out there, but nothing to write home about. Just strictly bycatch, and nobody said that they were great big or anything. But at least the weather's been nice enough for it.
Okay. I mean, I can live with that.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's not fantastic, but
yeah.
It's not too bad either. No, how about amberjack? You hear anything about those?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Mike said that there were amberjack on the Trembly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Remember that one big pig he caught off of there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and catching amberjack in state waters is always fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about Punta Rasa?
I got nothing. You might as well skip them all the way up until you get to actually Boca, because I don't even have anything for Captiva Pass.
Well, okay. I'll copy-paste that while you hum a song or something to keep people entertained.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's not going to happen. I think, you know, Pine Island and Sanibel, all that area got, you know, the brunt of the storm, obviously, so I think the reason why I'm just not getting very many reports down there is because there's just not that many people fishing down there. And there's not that many people from up here going down that far. You know, so I think it's going to be that way for another couple months before we start to hear a few more consistent reports. D&D did just get opened, I think, two weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw they were reopening, which was good news.
Yeah. So I should hopefully start to get some more reports from them. D&D's right there on Matt Lachey, right there in the middle of Pine Island. So I should be able to get maybe hopefully a couple more reports from them or some of the anglers that like to go down and fish that area.
And that's good, but it would have been more entertaining if you could have hummed a song while you were doing that. How about Cotton Eye Joe? You know Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks?
I know the song. I'm not going to hum it. You're the one that's musically inclined. I just like music.
Well, hopefully just saying the name has got the song stuck in somebody's head,
probably.
Which means that we've done our job.
You did your job.
How about Boca Grand Pass?
Boca Grand Pass. Let's see. We got Sheep's Head, Pompano, a few whiting, a couple of snook, a couple of redfish. And then for the guys who are not land-based fishing, they're getting the snapper and sheep's head, of course. But drifting through there, they've been getting the short red grouper, short gag grouper, and kind of a semi-targetable amount of tarpon. They're not stacked in there. You're not going to see them on your bottom machine where they're 30 feet deep the way you would think you would, like, in the springtime. But there's been, I don't know, I probably had about 12 different people tell me they've hooked them out there while snapper fishing, drifting through. And they're, you know, 50 to 80 pounders, 40 to 80 pounders, somewhere in that range.
Sweet.
So.
And I'm guessing we're probably using shrimp?
Yes, catching them all on shrimp. So if you want to go target them, it's very doable. Do you anticipate numbers? No. Would I take the time to do it? Yes. But, no, there's actually fishable fish there right
so
now.
So let's talk about that for a minute, though. They're catching these tarpon while they're fishing for the other species.
Uh-huh.
So they're not necessarily fishing in the deep holes of the pass.
A couple of them are.
Okay.
The problem is that when you're going through that pass in any of those usual suspect tarpon spots is that the little gags and the little red grouper are almost always going to beat it to the shrimp. So it's just getting in front of their face quick enough.
Right. What if you fished it up a little bit further off the bottom?
You probably could. You know, I would try it. I'd be experimenting with all of it. Because who doesn't want to catch tarpon?
Right.
Not me. I want to catch as many as I can. You know, and out there this time of year, it's got to be a blast. I've never caught one in the wintertime like that. So it would be pretty awesome.
I agree. Okie doke. How about Matt Lachey Indian Field Smokehouse Bay area?
Just a few trout. Those are the only reports I've gotten. You know, Fred was there with his buddies from Cape Coral at our talk the other night, and he asked me what was going on, and the only thing I got was from one of my reps the other day.
I'm going to guess that you have no reports from the south end of Pine Island Sound?
Nope.
How about the north end?
North end, just some trout right there around Boquilla.
No, Boquilla is the next spot.
Oh.
This is like the Rat and Cat Keys area, the north end of Pine Island.
I got nothing. I'm sure there's trout there.
I'm sure there are.
There's some snook and redfish up along the bushes, but I've just gotten no reports on it.
There's no reason that there wouldn't be those fish.
True.
All right, now, Boquilla and Jug Creek Shoal.
Hey, trout. Been some trout and some trout and some trout.
Okay, so trout bite's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've heard about is the trout. Got nothing else.
Puffers?
No, I'm sure they're there too. They're always there.
Puffers. But, sea squab. Tasty.
As long as you're careful.
Well, yeah. You do want to be careful.
Yeah. I'll pass.
All right. How about burnt store and two pines?
I don't have that much of an adrenaline junkie. Let's see. Snook, some redfish, and actually a couple, like, good-sized, legal-sized fish, like 24 to 27 inches. Not a lot of them, but enough worth mentioning. A couple of pompano and trout up on top of the bar. And even a couple of ladyfish mixed in with that.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
No, we'll take it. Continuing to move north to the east side Keys area, Cormorant Key, Pirate Harbor.
Bonnethead sharks and trout have been the main ones over there. I haven't had a whole lot of great reports over there other than the trout and the bonnetheads. Even the snook and redfish over there, very minimal. A couple guys did catch a couple legal redfish right up above Pirate Harbor. What is that? Wyngord Creek or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Right in there. But that's about it.
Okay.
Most everybody's been running over to Turtle and Bull for the trout. Not beating that area up as bad.
Well, and it's probably been better over there.
Yeah. Well, and you would think that there would be more people with reports inside Pirate Harbor because this is usually the time of year where everybody jumps in there to catch the little trout that they can. But I think some of that's due to the fact that the Kingfisher fleet isn't running down there anymore.
Right. Well, the Kingfisher fleet doesn't fish anymore. So
right.
Captain Allen does.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not quite the same deal.
Nope.
How about Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink?
I got nothing over there. And guys have been trying to fish it. There hasn't been any trout in there. Nothing.
Okay, so people are fishing, but not catching anything.
Not giving me any reports, anyways.
We'll say they're not finding anything worth reporting.
That works.
Of course, they could also be lying. It could be the most amazing fishing spot over there, and they're just not saying anything to keep it to themselves.
They very well could be.
You know how fishermen are.
I know.
Bunch of dirtbags.
Yeah.
We're
misleading, that's for sure.
We're fishermen, too.
Yeah.
So, I guess that makes us dirtbags.
Pretty much.
That's all right.
Profiling.
I've been called worse by better. Ponce de Leon Park.
Some mango snapper and some small snook. That's it. It's been real quiet over there for... I think people have more fun over there socializing and explaining their theories about fishing more than they do catching fish lately.
Right. Nothing really even worth poaching out there.
Uh-uh. Yeah. It's kind of nice when it's cold like this and nobody can poach them because they can't catch them.
PGI canals and area.
A lot of small snook. A few tarpon. Few mangrove snapper and a couple of sheep's head. But other than that, I haven't heard. Well, you know what? There's a couple people that did say that they got into some jacks while trolling out of there. So there are some jacks in there. Which I think last week I got more reports on them last week than I did this week.
Okay. The black drum disappeared us?
Yeah, I'm not hearing of anything in black drum. They're not seeing them. They're not hearing them. They're not catching them.
Okay.
And there's a couple people from the fishing club that have been trying to catch one just to make their ladder of fish species.
And they can't. They're failing.
Haven't been able to get it.
How frustrating. All right. How about the Gilchrist Pier?
Zero. Nothing. Nada. Same as usual with that one.
Yeah, I know. Almost inclined to take it off the list.
Sometimes. It is more of a summertime place than it is a wintertime place.
The Alligator Creek Reef, a.k.a. the Concrete Reef, the One Mile Reef, the Charlotte Harbor Reef, the 41 Bridge Reef, or the
yeah,
the big pilings.
Yeah, okay. A few mangrove snapper a few sheep's head, and that is it. Got nothing exceptional going on there. It's all about using a light leader there, like 15 or 20 pound test leader, because it gets fish so hard. Use a light sinker, like a little split shot, or like an 1/8 ounce jig head, something where you can get it to flutter down very slow. It seems to be more productive. And drifting it is definitely producing a little bit better than anchoring in one spot.
Yeah. You know, we've had days out there where any sinker was too big.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So the only way we were able to get fish to really bite was to throw out pieces of shrimp and then to put one in a hook and just kind of let it drift down with them. Mm-hmm. And then you'd get their attention that way. But anytime you tried to fish on a standard bottom rig, they just weren't having it. I mean, even the 4- and 5-inch mangrove snapper were just like, nah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
So when you can't trick a finger-sized mangrove snapper, you know that you're fishing an area that gets hit pretty hard.
Yeah, definitely.
The 20-foot holes.
Let's see, we got nothing.
So we said last time we did this that they would probably be quiet until March or April. Do you think that that's probably still the case?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with that.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to not even update that. I'll just leave it like the way it is.
There you go.
How about the bait fish reports?
What bait fish? There's none out there to be found. Some areas have got a lot of little glass minnows and little tiny fry, but as far as actual cast nettable bait, let's see, Chuckalusky, probably.
You know, they do get it up in Sarasota Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Just not so much here.
Well, even if you run down into Pine Island Sound, if you really work hard at it, you'll probably find some down there, but you're working really hard at it to get it. And I wish they would leave it alone during the wintertime. I wish they'd just leave it alone for one full year.
Right.
It would be pretty awesome.
Let it build back up.
Yeah. I mean, it would suck for us because of the cast net sales and everything else, but the reality is I think it would be much more beneficial for the fish population as a whole if white bait was left alone for one full year. You know? It's kind of the way I see it.
Definitely not going to disagree with you.
Yeah, it definitely would hurt our business. But from the long-term perspective, I think it'd be better for business.
Now, as
everybody.
You were interrupted earlier to have some crappie photos shown to you, and we are now to the part where we talk about the freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes. So I'm just reminding you.
Okay. Well, I've been getting a lot of reports on crappie this week. Most of the guys are traveling to the all the different lakes around here, whether it's Trapper, Placid, Istapoga. I mean, I'm getting good reports on all those lakes. The only one I haven't had any great reports on is Okeechobee. I've just had one report from Okeechobee, and it was a good one, but it wasn't like exceptionally good. Those there that Dave caught with his next door neighbor, he's just from what he just told us just now, none of them were under 12 inches. And another gentleman was out in Lake Manatee, I think he said he went, and his biggest one was 17 and a half inches, I think he said.
Woo!
Yeah. But he had a lot of 13 and 14 inchers.
That's a nice crappie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd take that.
Yeah, absolutely. And almost everybody's catching them exclusively on minnows. A couple guys are finding them with beetle spins and little tiny 2-inch grub fish, but nothing exceptional.
Okay. How are you doing today, kiddo?
Good. How about yourself, Jeff?
Okay. All right. How about the bass or anything else? Freshwater, lion, cichlids, tilapia, bowfin, gar?
No, mostly nice just fish, some bass.
Freshwater snook.
Couple people supposedly caught some clown knives in a couple of local canals that people dumped up here, but I'm just hearing about bass, and most of them are small 2 to 3 pounders, and they're catching them all pretty much exclusively on shiners. Not hearing of anything really big by any stretch.
Okay. Well, and clown knife fish like those shiners too.
Absolutely.
So if there's any of those around, then I would certainly think that they would hit them.
I've had three people tell me about them, but who knows?
Well, you know, a lot of people were very concerned about the peacock bass getting killed in this cold snap that we had the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a lot of peacock bass died because peacock bass come from the Amazon. It's a
right.
true tropical fish. But clown knife fish, even though it's also an aquarium fish, is not a true tropical fish.
Mm-mm.
You look at the native range for that species, it's going to have no problem expanding through Florida and maybe even into Georgia, Louisiana.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just like the veiled chameleons.
Okay.
They can take those cold temperatures a lot better than these true tropical species can. You know, Burmese pythons, true tropical species. Veiled chameleon, not.
Right.
Peacock bass, a true tropical. Clown knife fish, not.
Okay.
So, now, we, on December 17th, when we did this report, we said that the tarpon would be done until spring and we wouldn't bother with tarpon reports again. But now you're telling me we have tarpon in Boca Grande Pass.
I still don't know if it's worth marking down.
I'm not going to do the map, but I'm going to mention it here in the tarpon
okay.
report. So
that works.
And you said about a dozen people have hooked them?
Uh-huh. Over the last 10 days or so. So it's not, I mean, it's targetable, but is it, you know, are you going to go out there and fulfill your dream? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
It's,
but it,
it's enough fish worth mentioning. If it was just one or two fish, I wouldn't even mention it. You know, and that's, you know, how I roll with any of the fishing reports, whether it's for your paper or for this website. It's just because one guy caught one stack of fish. It's like that one lucky guy in August that catches four sheep's head. Is it worth mentioning? No. Do it 4 or 5 days in a row, then maybe. You know, just
yeah.
seems like the right way to do it on a fishing report, personally.
Well, you don't want to send people off on a wild goose chase.
I don't think it's right.
But, you know, I think that a report like this, where you're up front and say, hey, you know, it's not something we expected. It's not something that you're guaranteed to go out there and do by any means. But it's possible.
Right.
You know, you give people... Some people like to bet on the long shot.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
All right. Did you have anything else that you would like to add to this report?
Nope, I do not.
No other general...
I think
advice?
We're done.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're all through? You've talked enough?
We covered enough.
Okay. Then I guess that wraps up this report. There's only one thing left, and that's say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.